This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
This episode of the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio is brought to you by Tavati Pet. Tavati Pet is the makers of the science-backed, veterinarian-trusted, natural topical formula. It supports joint health and mobility in dogs. Learn more at Tavati.com. TVATI.com.
It's Oh Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your Oh Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
What's up, pet pals? Welcome to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Now, I've hosted this show since 2007. Woo! And this marks the first time I will interview a bird, plus a couple of amazing people, too. Now, this bird has a lot to squawk about, but they're all in inspiring ways. His name is Boo, and yes, he's a cockatoo. He's a beautiful white cockatoo. He and his human, known as Mama Bird, Amy Hurst, were just named, drumroll, the 2026 Pet Partners Therapy Pet of the Year team. Joining them also on our show from Pet Partners is Tracy Pryor. She is the Chief Development Officer. Welcome, welcome, welcome all. Amy?
Thank you for having us.
Tracy? Thank you so much.
Boo, anything? Anything, Boo?
You got anything? Show them what you got, Boo. Show them. Yeah, he's like in old man mode.
He's starstruck. Hey, we're going to find out how this bird became the top dog in the world of therapy pets after we take this break. So everybody sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. Oh Behave will be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Oh Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I'm delighted. I'm honored. I'm stoked because on our show today, we have Boo, the cockatoo, who is named with his human, Amy Hurst, the pet therapy team by Pet Partners. And before we get into Boo's story, we do have a pretty top dog from the Pet Partners. That is Tracy Pryor. Tracy, tell people briefly what your group is all about and how they can find out more.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having us today, Arden. We're so delighted to be here and so honored to have a few minutes to talk to you. Pet Partners is a therapy animal organization that has touched the lives of millions of people all across this country and around the world. We are here to help people like Amy share the unconditional love of their very special pets. We register 9 species of therapy animals. A lot of times people think of just dogs, but as you can see today, we have many other animals, including therapy birds, cats, bunnies, mini horses, just so many different types of animals that are out there visiting veterans, students, patients in the hospital, people after community tragedies or disasters, just anywhere folks can benefit from that unconditional love, that stress reduction, those good feelings we all feel when we spend time with animals. So it's an honor to be here with you today and with Amy and Boo, because they really are the epitome of what our organization is all about, which is just spreading the love of the human-animal bond to make our communities happier and healthier.
Is Boo the first bird ever to win this honor?
Yes, this is our fifth annual Pet Partners Pet of the Year. We have had 3 dog winners, 1 mini horse winner.
And that was Darby.
Yes, Darby. You met Darby. And this year, we're so honored to have our first ever therapy bird win this amazing competition.
Well, we're going to wing it, but in a good way. Come on. I got to throw those puns. I think Boo liked that. Right, Boo? You mean Boo. Yeah, we got
He's flying kind of high today.
Amy, Boo has quite a backstory, but before we flow into that, I do need to have you share what your thoughts are about winning this honor with this amazing bird who just put his plumes way up. Thanks, man. You love it, man. Take the praise.
He does like that. It's not just a frivolous win for us.
No.
This is a huge, huge honor, and it gives us the platform to educate not only about birds in therapy, but birds in general, the husbandry, the commitment that it takes to have them, the misnomers, the truth. Because one of the things with avians is they're pretty, they're exotic. So sometimes they fall into the wrong hands for the wrong reasons. So this win really was for aviculture, not just us. We want to educate.
And speaking of that, you've got like a lot of Vanna White initials after your name. Could you kind of put it in just plain English what you do? Because this seems like a good fit with Boo.
I am certified in animal assisted therapy, and I am a certified animal assisted intervention specialist, which encompasses AAT, animal assisted therapy, animal assisted education, animal assisted activities. And if I'm forgetting something, I'm sorry.
Well, I got to dive into my alphabet soup. I think I'll find out some more. Now, in your home, because you've got an unusual website, because I want people to get to it. What is that?
It's birdsinthedoghouse.com.
Okay, so that means birds and dogs are in your house. Anything else?
We have 2 Bengals.
Woo!
We have a 6-year-old beta and, 3 dogs. And I think that's it, but you never know. And we have some baby birds. We have a couple other in-house resident birds.
What made you, Amy, decide that Boo, yes, I'm talking to you, Boo, would make for a good therapy pet?
I speak a lot about the purpose in pain, and I think Boo came into my life as in divine timing. I was going through chemotherapy, and I had a friend who was also going through that, and he raised baby birds as far as breeding them, an ethical aviary. And he said, Amy, I'm so tired. You love to hand raise. Can you take a couple of my little baby birds? So I did. And during chemo, I realized that they were keeping me present. I couldn't go to sleep in the morning. I couldn't go to sleep at night when I felt like it because I had to feed baby birds. And then I realized when my fingers had neuropathy from chemo, I couldn't navigate the syringes. So I had to find a different way. And it made me realize they were providing occupational therapy.
Wow.
When you face your mortality, you start thinking about all of those crazy things that you did not do over the years that you really wanted to, but you were afraid to do. So I, during chemo, went back to college. I hadn't been graduated since 1989. So I don't recommend that to people. That was dumb to do that through chemo. But I made it through. I went to Husson for my animal assisted therapy certification. And my plan was you have to have a species and you have to have a field of study. So my field of study was juvenile autism and my species was juvenile parrots, baby birds, because who doesn't like a little baby bird?
Yeah.
My last semester, we were to contact
an organization to have our therapy animals registered. And I contacted Pet Partners and I realized you cannot use baby birds in therapy. They have to be a certain age. And
right.
And so all of my work was for naught. I didn't know what I was going to do.
So let's step in, Tracy from Pet Partners. I understand that Boo and Amy scored perfect on their course evaluation score. You aced it. You aced it, you two. You aced it. But I know what it is to have a therapy cat and a therapy dog. I've had five total. But how do you certify a bird to be a therapy pet, Tracy?
Yeah, we register multiple species and birds being one of them. And it's just, you know, we work really hard to make sure that the handler, the human end of the leash is prepared. We have a handler course and education there. But also, we have what's called a team evaluation where we assess in person how the team interacts together. We want to make sure these animals aren't just kind of tolerating these interactions, but are really
good.
Thriving. And
yes.
So we see how they work together, how the handler is advocating for their animal. Are they comfortable around new people? Meeting people, maybe passing another therapy animal. So all types of different things are demonstrated during these evaluations to make sure that these teams are going to thrive together as a pair, and also that these visits are meaningful, but also safe and effective.
So what was the toughest must do to become a therapy team did you face, Amy, with Boo? What's the biggest challenge?
I'm going to tell you all a secret that's not going to be a secret after I tell you.
No, because we have like 500,000 listeners. Go ahead, spill the beans.
When I was reading the specifications and requirements, it said he must be harnessed.
Oh.
He's 40 years old.
Okay.
He's never seen a harness. And I had to overnight from Amazon a harness that came in at 7 p.m. the night before our evaluation, not knowing if he would fight me on it, not knowing if he would allow it. And I literally called people and said, pray, because sometimes birds are like, they are not having it. So I put it over his head and then I lifted up a wing and put it on there and we took off and we went to where we were getting evaluated, which was a huge kind of expo.
Yeah.
Remember that, Boo?
Yeah. There with that rock and that purple harness.
Well, he was like on the catwalk.
Like, this is my collar. This looks good. They had no clue that he had never had a harness on. So that's,
oh my gosh.
Just
he's a natural. He was made to do this. We hear a lot of times therapy animals, when they have their little vest or they have their special bandana, they kind of pick up that cue and know they get to go on a visit and they get so excited because they know that kind of means, oh, I'm changing modes. I'm going on my Pet Partners visit. And a lot of times the animals are just really excited and reassured by that.
Yeah, my dog Kona and my cat Casey, I have an orange tabby, we go to memory care centers and schools and libraries, and when they get their vest on, they're like, showtime. So good job, Boo, and I bet you are handsome. Hey, we're going to take a quick break because we really need to dive in to Boo's backstory. It's amazing. It is a story of resilience. Everybody, sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. Obehave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Oh, sure. It's all fun and games until someone ends up in a cone. That's right. We are animals. Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Pickler, and you're listening to Arden Moore on Obehave on Pet Live Radio.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper, and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to Obehave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We are honored to have on our show today three amazing sentient beings. We have, of course, Boo, the cockatoo. Come on, put that flock up there, girl, boy.
All right, show them what you got, Boo.
What do you got,
come
Boo?
On, do it. Show them what you got.
Yeah, time to shine, Boo.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay. Applause and applause, Boo. And his favorite human, that is Amy Hurst.
Actually, his favorite human is his dad. I'm not going to just deny
Well, Don's not here. So, okay, you're here. And then also we have from Pet Partners, Tracy Pryor. So I don't know how you want to get into this, guys, but I kind of feel like Boo is sort of the bird version of Job. Kind of went through
ironically,
a lot of bad challenges and he came out. So what's the backstory on Boo? Because it wasn't a nice childhood.
No. We were asked to speak in front of a congregation about Job. So it is fitting.
I was a Job's daughter. That's the only reason I know.
About 30 years ago. Well, first of all, Boo was, we think, illegally smuggled into the country. So he was used as a breeder. He was abused. And he was found in a police raid with his mate dead beside him in the cage of starvation.
So losing his mate and hungry, those are two whammies.
He was deemed by the people who rescued him too aggressive to adopt into a companion home. He had not bitten anybody, but of course he's upset. And if you don't understand bird language, they can talk, they can be expressive and scary.
Yeah.
So he was placed into foster. The foster person thought it would be a good idea to stick him in the cage with another bird. Not a good idea. That bird chewed his toe off, which is how he got his name, Boo.
Boo-boo.
Oh, okay. So Boo-boo. So is the second Boo his middle name?
Boo-boo.
Okay. All right.
Then,
wow.
A lovely woman took him despite his past. Her name was Nedra. Nedra kept him for almost 20 years. And her bird loved Boo, but Boo unfortunately went blind.
Oh.
And her bird plucked his feathers out from behind his shoulder all the way down. He had never had flight feathers. He'd never had tail feathers. He was emaciated because he had no muscle mass now from his blindness. The blindness, he was blind for 10 years.
Oh my gosh.
He slept on the floor of a cage in a dog bed because he did not have enough muscle mass to perch. He couldn't find his food. He couldn't find his water. So Nedra was having to hand feed him. At the same time, in the Hurst household, I am not knowing where I'm going to just find a therapy bird that's over a year old. I am stressed. My husband and I decided with a lifestyle change that a big bird would entail that we would never have a big bird.
Okay. How much does Boo weigh?
He's about 2 pounds.
Okay.
So he's considered a big bird. My husband had never touched a big bird. Big beak. Scary stuff. 1 week later, I went to a bird club meeting, and unbeknownst to me, Nedra, who was about to turn 70, was asking around trying to find someone who would be the perfect home for Boo, and the board members had all decided I was that person, but they had not told me that.
Now, basically, he's 40, isn't he? Don't they live a long time?
80 years old, which is why she wanted him placed while she was still alive so she could control it.
Okay.
So at the end of that meeting, Boo was there and he...
Wait a minute, what's Boo doing? He's bouncing like he's on a trampoline.
He knows the talk. He knows. He loves to tell
Boo, this
the
is a
story,
good story. This has got a happy ending, Boo.
It does, doesn't it? Okay. Yeah. So I was getting ready to leave the meeting and Nedra says, would you like to hold him? And I said, sure. And this scraggly blind bird looked up to me. It was like I could see his soul through those eyes. And I jokingly said, oh, my God, I want him.
Uh-oh.
And Nedra said, he's yours. And I said, I don't want to get divorced. We had just discussed this. So I said, out of respect, I said, I will go home and talk to my husband, fully expecting him to say no. And actually me wanting him to say no, because this is a big blind bird. I don't know what to do with this. So I went home. My husband said, all right, we'll humor her. We'll go show up.
And please say his name because he'd like
Doug,
to hear it.
Doug, my speaking of Job.
Yeah.
Anyway, Doug, who is just the most supportive spouse with all of my crazy antics. We went to Nedra's house.
And wait a minute, just for the record, do you know what Nedra is backwards?
No,
Arden.
Sorry. We showed up, and within 5 minutes, my husband, who's never touched a big bird, is holding Boo like a baby. And I'm thinking, this is backfiring. I'm in trouble. So
no,
we did not take him. We got 1 mile down the road. We told her we'd discuss it. And he looked at me and he said, you knew we were going to bring that bird home. And we did.
Good, good. So now we're going to talk about the surgery in a minute. But Tracy, you hear a lot of backstories from animals and other critters that are part of Pet Partners. And some of them, like Boo, don't have a great beginning. What do you think the quality of Boo is that exemplifies what you're looking for in a therapy pet?
I think you can see it in Boo and Amy, and it's that empathy and that love for others. And sometimes some of our most effective teams are those that have those shared life experiences where they can really relate to those people that may be facing challenges, maybe in a vulnerable position. And it just creates this kind of connection that cannot be expressed in words because it's just felt. And so we hear this a lot of animals or handlers or both that have overcome things in life and then want to give back and want to share. And I think that's part of a great story. It's a full circle moment. We all have points in our lives where we could benefit from just this feeling of connection and calm and love. And so when we hear stories like Amy and Boo, it's really our mission coming to life. It's so powerful.
So you and Doug, Amy, make the call to North Carolina State, I guess, and say, tell us about the surgery. Because he's blind. He's been blind for 10 years.
First night home was not good.
Oh,
my husband tried to give him a snap pea. He could not see my husband's thumb and chunk. This is a beak that can crush a walnut. So that was not good. He stepped up on me and he was unstable, thought he was going to fall and tried to grab onto my arm for stability. So that was the night one. And we were looking at each other like, uh-oh. So we went to our vet and I discussed his vision and he said, you know, his age, there are groundbreaking surgeries out there, but we'll give you the referral to NC State Exotics.
Okay.
Now, with a bird, this is not taken lightly. This is a surgery that can kill him. And we knew it. So we went back to the club members because they all knew him and we took a vote.
Oh, wow.
And I said, I can't make this decision without all of you. And it could kill him. We knew that. But at the same time, if it worked, then here we go.
So let's go because I want to make sure we get this in. So what happened?
NC State looked at him and said, we can try this. We're going to do one eye within 24 hours. Facebook people from all over the world donated and paid for his surgery.
It was awesome.
Cheap. And immediately out of surgery, the doctor came out and I said, how will we know if it worked? And she started to cry and she said, Amy, he can see us already. It worked.
Wow. So, well, there's a special person he did see that did make it go viral on TikTok. What was that about?
Well, there were two things. The first thing was about 15 minutes after we got him home, he was still stoned on medication. He had a cone on. And remember, Boo can talk. So we can have intelligent conversation. And I asked him, Boo, are you okay? And he said, yeah.
I said, wow.
Can you see me? And he said, yeah. And I said, how do you feel? You remember what you said?
Remember that, Boo? Yeah, I do. That was a great moment. I put it in my diary, my bird diary.
He looked right at me and he said, I love you.
Oh, my gosh.
We got it on film. So that was viral minute number one. Right. It was great.
Yeah, awesome, Boo.
Viral moment number two. Nedra came to visit the week after. Now, remember, he had not physically seen her in 11 years.
Wow.
And the minute she walked in, and that's on, you can see that on our social media. Yeah, I remember. I can't even articulate. So exactly a month after Boo's surgery, people say, how do you train him to be a therapy bird? And I said, I knew it from day one. 1 month after his vision was restored, we had our evaluation, and that's when he passed 100%.
Wow. What is that chill put in you, Tracy, when you hear this story? Because I don't think it ever gets old.
No, no. And it's just this like resilience and strength and connection that Boo has and that Amy saw that potential and went through this process. It's so generous to be able to share Boo's love with others. Our teams are making millions of visits a year. And we're talking from little tiny students learning to read We've actually had lots of birds do our Read With Me program because when the children are reading to them, the birds will actually look at the pictures and are such attentive listeners all the way to people at end of life in hospice. It's every step of the journey that these special animals are able to be there as a source of support. And so it's just amazing to hear. We have a great need. We need more therapy animal teams because there aren't enough to meet the number of requests. There's so many requests for visits from facilities, hospitals, VA centers. Just so many people know that this is going to benefit their clients and residents. And so I encourage any of your listeners who may have that special pet in their own lives to think about it, to consider it.
Check out petpartners.org. And Amy, I don't know a lot about cockatoos. I've written 27 dog and cat books. So I need you and Boo to give us some fun facts about cockatoos and maybe something special about Boo. You're on the clock. Go!
Okay. Boo can talk, and sometimes he talks in the most inopportune times, like a hotel room. And I love you. Night, night. I love you. Night, night. That's the favorite thing. But remember, when they're in the trees, they're calling people, or not calling people, they're calling their mates 2 miles away. So his inside voice is geared for 2 miles away.
So what words does he know? Go ahead. What's some of the words?
He knows, I love you. He knows, hi, friend. He knows, I'm fine. Hi, bye. We're working on happy birthday. The fiddling pig who sponsored our event is working on last call. He's learning how to say that. Let's see. Oh, my God. Night, night. I love you. Happy birthday for the inclusive events we do with children. We're working on that. And some things I don't know. The one thing he does not do is Boo squeaky clean. He does not have a foul
mouth. No potty mouth?
No foul mouth.
No foul mouth.
Boo, you want me to teach you some? I'm a daughter of a sailor.
Well,
no.
There's one about 10 feet away. devil angel.
So they're a member of the parrot family, right?
They are.
Yeah. And what does Boo like to eat the best? What's his favorite?
He loves sweet corn.
Yes. Oh, sweet corn. Do you know what that is, Boo? Sweet corn? Mama, your mama bird's going to give you some sweet corn, she says, after the show. We got it on the record.
Peanuts, right? Peanuts are a treat. And Nedra's like that naughty grandmother who spoils him. He likes Skippy peanut butter ball, protein balls, which he is not allowed to have here. But when he sees Nedra, grandma sneaks him one, right?
So for a bird coming to see kids or going to maybe a memory care center, what's the best way for people to interact with Boo that's safe for them and safe for Boo? How do you pet a bird?
Okay. So since we are certified with animal assisted therapy, some of our therapies are a little bit more in depth than just bringing them. He physically participates. So for a child with autism, it could just be his presence in the room. If the child is nonverbal and has impulse controls, Boo understands that energy. He turns his body. So the backside of him toward that child, we physically hold the child's hand and let them have the experience to touch him.
I like that. I like that.
In occupational therapy, he loves group hand therapy. The elderly will have buttons, different colored buttons and sizes that they have to pick out the pink button. Boo has a bowl of fruit learning his colors. So when they say pick out the pink button, Boo picks out the pink watermelon.
No way.
Blue blueberry.
Boo, you are Einstein with feathers.
The favorite thing that they love to do in occupational therapy is we take a piece of paper and they take their scissors and the therapists are trying to get them to cut a straight line. Boo can do it with his beak in 10.2 seconds. So we have races to see who will win the paper cutting contest.
What a great game.
Stroke victims, they a lot of times will have to take a cup and slide. Take a cup and slide it. Well, when Boo's there, Boo goes on their lap and they pet right to left, right to left, right to left, and then left to right, left to right. You love that, don't you? He understands energy. He will stay on someone's lap in his blanket for an hour. He has the ability to tell me when he's tired, unlike other animals.
What does he do?
He says night, night. So when he tells me night, night, he gets a power break and we cuddle and people can still pet him, but he just likes a little old man power nap.
and then he pops up and we know he's ready to go again, right? Yeah. So those are just a few of the things we do.
Oh my gosh. Did you learn anything new about Boo just now, Tracy?
I learned so much because I was just thinking about it, and I've met a lot of species of our therapy animals, but never a bird. I've never spent a lot of time. So today was like me going to class. So yes, I knew I loved him already. Now I love him even more, and I can't wait to get to meet him.
So again, how do people get to learn more about Pet Partners, Tracy? Direct us.
Yeah, check out petpartners.org. We oftentimes list free webinars that we do virtually. If you want to learn about the steps to become a therapy animal or just a little bit more about our organization and our program, we have those throughout the year. It's a great orientation and kind of touch a taste of what we're all about. Oftentimes we'll have handlers like Amy and therapy animals join us for these to share a little bit about our story and what they're doing and where they're visiting. You can also follow us on social media. That's where you'll see tons of pictures, photos, visit stories, just kind of that way to picture what it's all about. I encourage that as well.
And Amy and Boo, I'm talking to you, man. You are amazing. I hope you can feel my energy to you because you are full of compassion, resilience, and so are you, Amy. So you couldn't have picked a better team. I'm so glad that you and Doug said, we're taking this bird and we're going to care for you, Boo, and give you a full life. Any parting message? And go ahead and let people know how they can follow Boo the cockatoo.
Boo came to us after we started our company. So all of our social media is through birdsinthedoghouse.com. You can go to our website, and we have TikTok, we have YouTube, we have Insta. We probably have things I don't even know about because we have a wonderful social media guy. Very accessible. If you ever want to learn more, those messages go directly to me. I'm very responsive. We love different appearances. We love meeting new people. And we have one last thing. We have a Prism Bird program that stemmed from this, where we hand raise baby birds and we place them into matched homes for special needs individuals and families.
Wow. I didn't know they had a prison program. That's awesome.
This is our pilot program. We have a documentary that we filmed with a little child who is 5 years old, autistic, but the bird changed his family's life and his life. So it's a great program. And I have to thank, you know, I have to thank cancer, which is a weird thing to say. But had you told me we'd be doing this 5 years ago, I would have said, you're crazy. There's no way. We're not going to have a bird. We're not going to. So that's my message. There's always, always purpose in pain. Always. Right?
Boo, anything parting messages, Boo? Did you have
bye-bye?
A good time on the show? Oh,
say
full
yes,
plume.
Ma'am.
Is that a good thing?
Very good. Yes. Say thank you. Right? You good boy. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Hey, everybody. We thank you for tuning in. I also at this time want to give a shout out to my producer, Mark Winter. He is the man behind all the shows on Pet Life Radio, which is the largest pet radio network on the planet. And humbly, Obehave is the longest running weekly pet podcast. Been on the air since 2007. When I'm not behind the mic or writing, I have to tell you my passion is saving pet lives. I am a master certified pet first aid and CPR instructor with Pet First Aid for You. And I've been doing this since 2011. And I always do it with a pair of therapy pets. And that is pet safety dog Kona and pet safety cat Casey. So I hope you check us out because we can do it in person, interactive Zoom. And now, woo, big leagues. Self-paced courses, so we're getting people all over the world. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2, 3, 4, and winged members. Oh, behave!
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do, and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.